What up, humans? This is FYI, transmitting live from Mid-City Los Angeles, worldwide. And right now, I'm tuned into the Hip Hop Digest Show with the homies, King Killer, Kurt G, and E. Green.
As parents, we do everything we can to keep our children safe. It's now time for us to assume responsibility for our schools. The only way to stop a monster from killing our kids is to be personally involved and invested in a plan of absolute protection. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, 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 with a gun.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Look at about your boy, Kurt G.
What up? It's E. Green in the building. But it ain't just us today.
Uh-oh.
Fate would have an artist on here with us. Yo, what up?
What's going on? This is S.
Going on, S? What's good?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right. I love it.
That's what's good. S. So if you listen to the show and you know about the show...
And he has been listening to the show.
Then you better be prepared.
You know what it's about.
You know what it's about. S, our special guest, your top three personal MCs. Go.
Top three. I'm going to go Master Ace.
Oh.
I'm going to go Elzai.
Wow.
And I'm going to go Redman.
That's a nice list there.
That is.
I like that.
That is. That's what's good. So before we get into the show proper, I'm going to say this show is dedicated to the memory of Philando Castile, who, if you don't already know, the officer that murdered him got off. Ladies and gentlemen, African-American brothers and sisters of the Hip Hop Digest family, or otherwise, you are witnessing modern day lynching in the United States. You bear witness to that.
Same. It's insane.
It's
Everybody
crazy.
In the world saw that.
And he still walks.
Crazy.
Free man.
Totally.
It's exhausting.
It is. It's like, what are we fighting for?
But you know what's really, really messed up is y'all know my man Quinn. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, 6,000 grand. And he's a police officer. And I have laughed and joked with him about stuff all along, but it's way past joking and stuff now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's my man. How do I talk to him about this stuff? Because that's his job. I mean, I'm not saying he's defending the stuff that's going on, but it's just like, God damn, dude, start turning people in.
I don't know, son. That's tough. But anyway, let me get on some other things really quickly before the show started proper. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors who won. Everybody thought they would win, so congratulations to them. But more importantly, the minute they won, they all took a vote. No White House run, no Trump. So I really appreciate that they stood up 1,000 for that. So,
and 4-5-4.
No doubt.
4-4-5.
4-4-5.
No doubt. And to one of our family's most coveted listeners, Mr. Merv, congratulations to you, son. Freshly new married man out there. Congratulations to you and the beautiful bride.
I see. That's where that pic came from you sent out there. You actually took the Hip Hop Digest out on your honeymoon. That's nice. That's real nice.
So that's what's good. So again, so let's get right into the first topic. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Azealia Banks broke.
Oh, where the hell is Janet Yellen at?
Hey, man. Hey, man. She's broke. She owes $137,000 in credit card debt. A troubled rap person, if you want to call her that, has a hefty credit card delinquency. It started back in 2012 when her Crystal Visa Infinite credit line, which now ballooned over to $78,000. She was taken to court for that. Then again, in 2015, yes, sir. Then again, in 2015, the City National Bank gave her a second Visa, which she quickly maxed out at another $8,000 and stopped making the payments. To top it all off, court paper, she owes $50,000 stemming from hanging different personal lines of credit and other credit cards. Azealia Banks. Now, personally, I think the young woman has some mental problems. That's just what I think. But she can't really claim the higher echelon of rap royalty by being broke. Now, can you?
Well, let me see. Right now, just as you just read that shit to me, I'm thinking, who's the fucking fool here? the banks, B, what are they doing? Why would you issue her another card after she ran something else up? And then you're going to give her another one so she can run that up too?
Hey, man, you know.
Look, I just thought of six words. Bankruptcy. She's straight. She ain't going to have to worry about that.
That's crazy.
So that's what's good. I mean, you know, shout out to her. There's not a lot of talking on that. It's just out there in the ethos. I'm sure she's quite embarrassed by that.
And T.I. is still a coon, huh?
Probably not.
So
she can't be embarrassed by that if she wasn't embarrassed by her career.
I guess. That's what's up.
That's crazy.
All right. And
you know what I'm thinking about is I'm laughing at A.E. Green right now. I know that y'all, as the listeners, don't know. But before the show, when he read off the topics and he said that shit, E. Green was like, oh, it must be a short week on topics. Starting off with Azalea Banks? What the fuck?
I was going to say that, but I was like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. But I was like, yo, he said Azalea. See, what folks don't, just a preface is we don't discuss the topics before the show.
Right.
We just find out what they are.
Right. So he reads off the list of what it's going to be.
No. But and he said that. I was like, what the fuck? Who cares?
Hey, man, that's just a public service announcement. That's all. Take care of your finances.
Are you talking to the other one over there, Nikki? Take care of her finances.
Hey, who knows? Who knows?
Matter of time.
So let's not neglect our guest S. So tell us where you from. Tell us where you at, and tell us your philosophy on the music that you make.
So I reside in a city called Mississauga, Ontario. That's about 20 minutes outside of Toronto.
Right.
Yeah. So
T-Dot. T-Dot.
Yeah. But I mean, been messing with the music for a minute now. You know, been doing the writing on and off since the early 90s. It's probably maybe in the last 12 years I've been recording probably a little bit more seriously than before. And, you know, on my third album that I just put out last month or a month and a half ago. And, you know, just building. Just, you know, on a steady incline, you know, just trying to build off of the last release and, you know, try to reach a few more heads, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. That's what's up.
Jeez. Yeah, definitely. We are only getting older. That's just crazy. That album is sick. I love it.
All right. All right. So,
Since
I just want to quickly clear up a quick topic from last week. Somebody called me out on Twitter, said it was unfair to call Drake a Canadian interloper, and I stand by that. And the only reason why I stand by that is this simple preface. And listening to another podcast, if everybody knows, or at least most people should know, maybe you don't know who Jimmy Jam is, from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Right, the producer.
Right, and this is just my example, quickly, trying to not make a long example. He called another producer the biggest biter in the world, and that big biter was Nick Martelli, who produced 52nd Street and Loose Ends.
Wow.
Now, the reason why he called him a biter, and because this person is not giving any credit to who he got his style from. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis claim that Loose Ends is basically biting their style, but you didn't give up the credit. And that's all Sean Paul said about Drake. You're doing reggae, you're doing Caribbean, and I know you from Canada, and there's a lot of that up there. You know, that's true, but you're not giving any credit. So I stand by the interloper comment.
And S, I hear a little, what is that? That Trini, or what is that accent I hear you got?
It's just a Canadian accent. It's a mixture of a bunch of different things, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. It sounds like it was a little island in there. Yeah, West Indian.
At least around the Toronto area. So a lot of Jamaicans and Trinis and Bajans and things like that. So Guyanese. So just kind of a bunch of different cultures infused into one.
Giving credit where credit is due. So no doubt. Next,
I have a question. Yo, break for you, S. Can I get a question in?
Sure, sir.
So being from Canada and making the kind of music you do, which is great, in my opinion, how do you feel and what do you think about when you see the commercial success of people that choose that other path?
You know what? It's one of those to each his own things. I mean, people seem to gravitate to what the top, you know, three or five or six guys are doing, you know, whether it's the Migos or the Futures or the, you know, whoever else, the top six people that are getting airplay on every platform. You got a million kids, you know, trying to sound like those six guys. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the trends will come and go. You know, they won't be around in, you know, 3 years, 5 years. So you just let them do what they do. And, you know, I just stay in my lane, do what I do, and, you know, try to reach the people, the like-minded heads that appreciate what I do. So I can't spend too much time and energy worrying about what they're doing.
Yeah, they're like a lazy lover in bed. he killed me with that line when you said that. I broke out laughing when you said that shit.
So that was good. So next up, we'll go to Hip Hop Digest as Jada Pinkett Smith goes in on the Tupac movie. It's not all love with the Tupac movie, not like it was with the NWA movie. People seem to have a lot of problems. Now, for full disclosure, I haven't seen it. I'm going to give the Tupac movie the same treatment that I gave the NWA movie. I'm going to see it bootleg first. And then if it's what's good, I'm going to the theater. That's what I did with NWA. Yeah, that's straight up.
That's true. We did watch that joint bootleg. We was like, okay, it's worth it.
Yeah,
so
bootleg
then we went
first.
And watched it in the theater.
But anyway, she did
try
give,
before you buy.
She
yes,
did
sir.
Give a shout out to the actors, Demetrius Shipp Jr. and Kat Graham. She said they both did a beautiful job. Given the fact that they were not given the most robust script that she could think of, it's not their fault, but you both did a good job. Somebody said something on the text chain today about the Tupac movie. I couldn't find who it was, so I can't give the credit because I don't remember. But Swerve, you know, it's hard to comment on a Tupac movie. I don't think any of us have seen it yet, but it is not love from the early reviews. A lot of people online.
I've been trying to avoid the comments because, you know, obviously out here it's going to be even more so situation. But the few comments that I have seen from people who have seen it have not been good. Not been good at all. So I don't want that to deter myself. But like you said, it does make me want to try before you buy, you know, because movies ain't cheap these days.
That's true.
So I don't want to go pay for a whack movie. You know what I'm saying? So
I think there's
I don't know.
I think there's only really one problem is that like if you do a movie about NWA, see, we largely didn't really know anything about NWA. I mean, we knew who the public persona was, but we didn't really know anything. And then obviously come to find out later whether if it's Jerry Heller stealing money or Dr. Dre with his, you know, wife beater problems and carrying on. We didn't know. Tupac was more, we knew a lot about him. And we knew a lot about him personally. So everybody, I think, has this idea about what Tupac should be in their own mind. You know, so of course
but
you
he
go.
He was a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a very complicated man. Right. He was a very, very complicated man. So anyway, so.
Hard to put that in 2 hours.
Yes, sir.
Very hard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Pac to me. I put Pac almost to me in the same lane I put Nas in, where I held him on such a high level because of their intelligence level of how they rhymed and what they talked about, and then some of the and then just to piss me off with some of the other shit that they do, and Pac was one of those people. He would be he could have been the next Malcolm X, you know, Martin Luther King, he could have been that because he had that type of mindset and that type of influence on people that he could have drove them in a direction to actually uplift the people in that way. But then he just do some boneheaded ass shit and you be like, what the fuck are you doing, nigga? What, you just contradicted everything you just said or everything you was just about to do. So he would just piss me off in that kind of way. And that's why I was like, yo, this dude, he has something serious. Just needs to just grasp it or have people around him that he would listen to that would just make him go in a certain direction.
Now let me ask S, in Canada, was it, were you guys able to like actually forensically look at Big and Tupac, or up there was it more of a East Coast versus West Coast thing and the players were just players?
Yeah, we were kind of just like spectators up here. I mean, Toronto was, I mean, pretty much came up on the East Coast vibe. And I mean, Tupac as big and revered as he was, you know, people were aware of what was going on. And you know, I don't know necessarily that anybody was picking sides or anything like that, but I mean, we were definitely observing what was going on. So.
All right. So. All right, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is popular podcaster Daryl Tackstone Campbell pleads guilty to possessing a firearm as a felon, receiving a firearm in the interruption of interstate commerce.
Counting the amount.
Not really. I'm just real a couple deal. Charges. The charges were connected to the May 2016 shooting at New York City's Irving Plaza and involving Brooklyn rapper Roland Troy Ave Collins. Troy Ave, who always claimed his innocence, said he was defending himself. Looks like the situation is true. His bodyguard, Ronald McFadden, was killed as a result of the incident. Tackstone was not charged with the murder, but the prosecutors believe that the tax season host brought the gun in that ultimately led to McFadden's death. DNA, Tackstone's DNA, that is, was found on the weapon. Tax is facing up to 20 years in prison. It don't look good, do it?
Nah, not at this point, especially in New York. You know, they don't fucking play that shit.
It don't look good. You know, I don't understand. I mean, I mean, to a certain extent, I guess, as young, reckless teenagers, a little bit I understand. But as you become a grown man, why you want to always revere that gunplay shit like it's thorough, like it's cool? You know, Tax, who is already in and out of jail, look like he has something going for himself. But then just like Kirchie said about Tupac previous, but then you go ahead and lose your mind.
Every know, man. Okay, go ahead, son.
No, go ahead.
No, I was like, it's similar situation. What comes to mind is you can take people out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of them. And he had a good idea. He was doing something positive with himself, and he didn't know how to stay on that line because he's a jail nigga. You already said that.
Right, but I was going to say, but a lot of content of Tax Season had the jail nigga overtones anyway.
So he never stopped that. So not only was he believing it, he was living it and doing what he was saying. So he had all that gun talk and all that jail nigga shit that he was talking about, but he was also doing that shit. So that incident that happened, it's just he got caught.
So that's what's good. S, let me ask you a question. What are Canada got some serious gun laws up there?
Just I don't know. I mean, it's not it's unheard of to carry guns. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we hear goes down, you know, in the States is very foreign up here. We don't have those kind of issues up here, not nearly on the magnitude as you guys. So, but yeah, possession, no, it's not. It's against the law.
Okay.
Unless you're a registered owner, but concealing, you know, weapons and things like that, we don't have that up here.
Okay. That's real. It's funny. I bet in Canada, first of all, there's not even a proliferation of guns. I'm sure you can get a gun if you want. But the fact that Tax and Troy Ave are convicted felons and they had gun possessions in the first place let you know it's too many guns anyway. So
right.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your man E Color is Cleo. He predicted it.
E Color Cleo.
Yes.
What I do.
What you predicted is that, remember a couple weeks ago when we were talking about 2 Chainz hooking up with you know, my brain is an East Coast producer, supposed to be doing an East Coast New York style album. And anyway, you said that he's
going to Static
Selector, thank you, son. And you said he's going to put out some trap music quick. Well,
hell yeah.
Well, shout out to 2 Chainz because he just dropped his new album, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music, and Color predicted it about 2 weeks ago.
he was just trying that experiment, but for all my true fans, you better believe it.
So anyway, the East Coast album hasn't come out yet. He shored up his political base as best he could by putting out a trap album. Let me read the glowing review. This is the last sentence in the review. It was like, I think 2 Chainz is showing why he can stand alongside Jeezy, T.I., and Gucci. What a combination. He didn't blow up during their peak, but he's carrying their torch. He said he isn't trying to be like the new trap kids. Of course, he isn't Playboy Cardi. Yeah, but who is? And he doesn't have to be. He's 2 Chainz. Even if he isn't crowned as one of the best rappers alive, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music is a reminder that 2 Chainz is one of the most unique lyricists to come from the Atlanta's trap area. That is the glowing last sentence as the reviewer was just gushing over the new 2 Chainz, which I gotta admit I listened to about 5-6 tracks.
And in the fact that they called him a lyricist, they really were gushing. Lyricist and 2 Chainz in the same sentence, my nigga.
Yeah, lyrics is something that I was not blown away with. I could tell you that right now. There was a couple of beats on there that was real decent. I'll give him that. But the lyrics, I don't know. But, you know, and to me, that's such a disrespect to T.I. on that level. I mean, to group him in with Gucci is just something that is, to me, it's a ghastly mistake. But, you know, it's a regular dick ride blog. That's what they do.
Yeah, so. Well, they trying to get that interview.
Oh, yeah, they might get it.
So, you don't think 2 Chainz will come on the Digest?
2 Chainz might come on the Digest, but 2 Chainz might have a problem with some of the shit we gonna say.
Well, actually, one thing before we get off 2 Chainz, one thing I found particularly interesting, and you should know it was going to happen. We are all again talking about the whole, you know, the last cut on the album. It has a lot of Caribbean West Indie influence, if you will. Thanks, Drake. Appreciate that. Everybody's going to be doing it now.
Everybody's already doing it. You didn't hear your boy Mac and Cheese?
Nah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But what? Wait. Hold on. See, I was going to say something earlier. But you playing right now, right?
Nah, what you say? What's wrong, bro?
Mac and Cheese.
Mac and Cheese. You don't know who Mac and Cheese is?
Come on, man.
I knew that was gonna happen.
Tell me this ain't no Waka Flocka moment.
It is, nigga.
Nah, Mac and Cheese is French Montana. You know who French Montana is, right?
Oh, okay, I do know who that is.
Yeah, so Mac and Cheese. So French Montana got a Caribbean flavored song out, and it's blowing up on the radio right now.
But hold up, B. Before you said that, when you said Mac and Cheese, I'm thinking, oh, Frenchie. But I knew Swerve was gonna. I knew he was gonna go off the deep end.
He was like, "Hold on,
Mac and Cheese.
Hold on."
I mean, wasn't the last one you said somebody's name was the Internet or some shit?
There's an R&B group called the Internet.
I don't understand it, but okay.
Actually, it's funny. The Internet. There's a 2-day concert situation at Merriweather Post Pavilion, and the Internet's on that bill. Yo, it was on the side of my bus. I was pushing today.
I guess there'll be free Wi-Fi that day
on the Internet.
So anyway, I just, you know, I thought that was just so ironic, yo. The end of his cut, he had the whole, you know, situation. And yeah, and I know that Frenchie thing, but, you know.
Yes, sir. That's mac and cheese, brother.
So anyway, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Jay-Z pops up on Twitter. Now, the corporate never ever uses Twitter.
Ever?
I mean, he's pretty much like me, yo. The corporate just does not fuck with Twitter. But he popped up on Twitter and he gave 96 rappers who inspire him. Now,
he was gushing. Yo, he got the twins on the way. Right. They ain't already here.
I think he was probably drinking.
Sitting there waiting like, come on. The baby's not here yet. Oh.
Right. So anyway, but the point is that he threw out 96 names. We're not going to talk about the 96
names.
He threw out 96 names.
So basically, he tried not to forget anybody.
Right. He basically covered the entire industry so nobody can get offended. No coast can get offended. No area can get offended. I think Queensbridge niggas had some issues. But, you know, anybody who didn't get mentioned probably will have an issue. But all I'm saying, what I want to concentrate on here is the top five.
Uh-oh.
That's what I want to concentrate on, top five.
Did he put them in an order or he just said them?
What they did is they took all the tweets and then just put them in order as he said them.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. This is the corporate rapper top five. Number one, Rakim. Number two, Big Daddy Kane. Number three, KRS-One. Number four, Chuck D. Number five, Ice Cube.
Okay, I can respect that list.
Okay, there you go. That comes from the corporate rapper.
That's a respectable list.
That comes from the corporate rapper who comes from our era of hip hop. I wouldn't expect him to say the aforementioned Playboy Cardi or
Mac and Cheese
or any of these other niggas. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Mac, he may have been on there on the list. I'm not worried about the others. I just thought the top five was pretty interesting. Swerve, I know you don't fuck with the corporate like that. I see you shaking your head. You got some back channels on that?
No, I'm still shaking my head for Mac and Cheese, man. I'm sorry. And she just keeps saying it. I'm like, fuck. I guess you gotta name the record something, but damn. S, please don't do that, okay? Biscuits and gravy. No biscuits and gravy, bro.
So, I guess for me, it just lets you know that, like I've always suspected about, yeah, he's so corporate, but he knows what hip-hop is.
Oh, yeah, of course he does.
But he's so corporate, you know.
That's why he named 96 names.
I just...
You just can't have somebody mad at you.
Right. Right. He's just so corporate. It's incredible.
Maybe the Illuminati had to say 96.
Oh, boy. Why not 666 names?
Oh my God! Let's keep it moving. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now we talk about Kodak Black as, you know, the Counting the Mount King. You know, he's up there.
Oh yeah.
And I always said to myself, I wonder what is keeping the record company involved with this nigga. He's a jail nigga. Okay, I finally found out.
Uh-oh, you did some investigating?
I did some investigating. Kodak Black earned his first solo platinum plaques. He got two platinum singles with Tunnel Vision and No Flocking. Kodak Black had a wonderful month. He was released from jail. He celebrated his 20th birthday, and the RIAA announced two platinum plaques for his top 10 hits that both crossed the 1 million marks in unit sales. Kodak Black, Warner Brothers is fully vested. No wonder you're staying out of jail. That is the secret.
I mean, he just turned 20.
Just turned 20.
This nigga been in and out skating for about, what, 4 years?
At a minimum.
Jeez.
At a minimum. Now, trust me, on an upcoming show, I have been doing some research. Just to give you a little teaser, just for due diligence to the show, I've been doing some research on the XXL freshman class. There's a lot of things wrong with that. The biggest thing that's wrong with that is that the definition of rap has changed. Really, there's only maybe one person in that whole the freshman class who actually does any rapping.
It's been that way now for a couple, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying. But in any case, investigating, there's going to be a new Counting the Amount King when I get all the research done on the freshman class. Trust me when I tell you this, you will not believe this motherfucker's rap sheet, and he's in that double XL freshman class. But that's just a little teaser. So, all right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is that we're going to revisit last week's topic and take a rundown and vote and see who will win out of All in the Same Gang or Self-Destruction. We're going to take the votes, and we're going to include our guest. It could be we'll see. Swerve, you go first. Who had the better record under the Versus series? Same Gang, Self-Destruction.
Damn. It was rough, but Swaying was the it was just hard because there was some dope ass verses on All in the Same Gang, and then there was some dope shit on Self-Destruction. I mean, specifically thinking what comes to my mind is Chuck D's verse on that joint was hard, you know what I'm saying? So just on that alone, I'm gonna have to go with the East Coast version and
Self-Destruction.
Still love the West Coast version, yeah.
Ding, Kerr G.
Man, just like Swerve, I'm same way. It was tough for me because there was some standout verses on both joints, but that beat on that West Coast joint was so fire to me.
It was
just so much. It was just so fire to me. But the old school in me won't let me get past the East Coast, so I'm gonna have to get a vote to the East Coast.
Ding, another vote for Self-Destruction.
That West Coast joint, that beat is sick for me.
Okay, S, if you had to pick Self-Destruction, we're all in the same gang.
I'm gonna go All in the Same Gang. Okay. And I say that because I remember back in the day when I used to dub off of VHS tapes off of Rap City. I think I dubbed that one a few more times than Self-Destruction. So,
all right, we got one vote for All in the Same Gang.
That's funny. I used to do the same shit. Record the Rap City joints. Yep.
No doubt. Okay, for me, King Killa. I think wow, that was real difficult because I'm really right in the middle. That beat on All in the Same Gang was much better. But I just think each performance on Self-Destruction was better. So I'm going to vote for Self-Destruction. That's 3-1 on that. The winner goes to Self-Destruction. But not to take away from All in the Same Gang, because that could have easily won up against another Posse record.
I was heavy on the fence. Oh my God, I don't know who to pick on this one.
And so, but anyway, but shout out to the West Coast All-Stars, yo. Again, you got to remember, man, Eazy-E on that last line, but he still got smoked at Bay Bay's party.
My baby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
You know what I mean? That's absolutely incredible, yo. You just can't.
Let me ask S though, for real, because I never even considered this before, but are you a part of, or do you know of any projects like that specifically done from up top there?
Like specifically like a Stop the Violence movement type of project?
But I got to remember that's Canada, not United States of America. So it might not need a Self-Destruction song.
Nothing that comes to mind, at least not on that level. Like there might have been like a charity type compilation type thing, but nothing like on a national platform that I can remember.
All right. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Dr. Dre agrees to donate $10 million to the new Compton High School in order to prevent. In order to build the performing arts complex. Dr. Dre will also be involved in raising further funds to complete the center. Work is expected to begin in 2020. $10 million to Compton High School. Congratulations, I appreciate that, but that pales.
That pales? You put $10 million as a drop in the bucket?
Pales in comparison.
Wow, boy, shit done changed.
Yeah.
Price of these fucking construction is going up.
Son, let me read the copy. Pales in comparison to the $70 million that him and Jimmy Iovine gave to the University of Southern California to build the Andre Young Academy for the Arts and Technology Business Innovation School. $70 million endowment. Now, look, I'm not criticizing Jay. Dre. I'm just saying, damn, son. $70 million? $70 million to a school who, if probably not left up to some very high pressure, wouldn't even have African Americans on campus for by and large.
I don't know. They got a lot of them on the football team.
Well, you can always play football and basketball at those colleges. There's no question about it. When, like they said back in the back in the University of Mississippi when they had no black players and got ran off the court. We gonna get us some of them. Okay, yeah, you can always have us on the basketball court, but not in the student body. And UCLA, I'm trying to tell you, son, is not robust in
USC.
USC is not robust in that type of endeavor. I mean, don't get me wrong, they got African Americans up there, but maybe by a strict quota or mandate.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm just saying, $70 million, that's a lot of guap. Swerve, you live out there. Okay?
Yeah.
You live out there. You know the politics out there. Well, you're quiet on the set.
You talking about politics, you also got to talk about tax brackets.
Right.
Because, that amount of money, however much it is to you, too little, too much, I don't know. When it boils down to it, those are tax break decisions, B.
Exactly. Oh, right. And that is. And you know what? And let me give you some props on that. I failed to look at how much money Dre got and that he is not thinking on a level of how much goes to who and where. It's just an overall portfolio tax decision. So.
Damn right. I'm trying to cut my taxes down this year.
So. Anyway, congratulations, Dre. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay. I'm just saying $10 million to the old Compton High School is a lot of money, but $70 million to a college who generally just didn't need it to begin with. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
But it's called
that. Well, even if they didn't need it, let's just hope some of that went to college, deserving college students that need to be there.
No doubt. No doubt.
Let's hope it.
No doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is industry executives express cautious optimism about the Grammy rap changes. The committee who does all that Grammy shit is saying we're going to make a change. It's just way too much fuckery going on in the rap category. They use the case in point of Macklemore winning the Grammy over Kendrick Lamar in 2014. Macklemore later acknowledging that Kendrick should have won. I don't know about that. I maintain that. The thing that was most offensive to me was a single line. We definitely need more of us African Americans on the panels. No, you don't. You need some people who understand exactly what hip hop is.
Exactly.
African Americans on the panel are going to do absolutely nothing but to continue to propagate bullshit that has nothing to do with hip hop.
Now let me stop you right there,
buddy. Okay,
I'm gonna stop you right there. Just for a second.
Okay.
Not all African Americans. Niggas like us on the panel would not be doing that.
That's true. But what I'm trying to say is that, again, 2014 to me, and I've said this on a million shows, I'm gonna continue to say it, is a benchmark year.
Why is that?
It's a benchmark year because African Americans, corporate involved African American rap was shook.
Why were they shook, though?
Because Iggy Azalea, along with Macklemore, met every benchmark in order to win it.
What benchmarks, though?
The benchmarks on sales, the benchmarks in money, the benchmarks on a social media presence. Played on all the platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, etc.
So all the shit that they brag about.
They
met that.
To keep underground cats in their place.
Ooh.
Okay? Macklemore, Iggy Azalea met those benchmarks. Macklemore walked away with the Grammy. They were scared as shit that Iggy Azalea was going to walk away with the Grammy. Okay, so no, we don't need any more African Americans on the panel. We need people who know about hip-hop on the panel. Because if you know about hip-hop on the panel, Macklemore's not going to win it anyway.
Right.
Okay? You have people who know about hip-hop on the panel. You know, arguably, I don't even know if Kendrick would have won that motherfucker.
Well, nah, I don't think Kendrick would have won it either.
I'm just saying. So, the Grammy sitting up there talking about we're going to change some things, we're going to add more African-Americans just to make sure that commercial African-Americans in the rap industry don't get their feelings hurt? Because that's what that came down to. Nicki Minaj spent the rest of 14 and all 15 dissing the shit out of Iggy Azalea because she almost got her feelings hurt.
She saw her as a threat.
Nigga, if she'd have won that Grammy, could have been over. It'd have been over.
I'm listening to your feeling and what you're saying, B, but I promise you, man, I think I'm just immune to any of those kind of award shows. I don't care what goes on. I don't care what they do, because none of the people for years that I have enjoyed who have made great music to me and a lot of other people don't get acknowledged. So I don't, like, at this point, don't even care what they do to change it.
No, see, what he was
going to do is just...
But see what he was saying here, but the point he was making was they only doing this because the people, the commercial rap industry that had enjoyed their success and pushing down the underground people by saying, look what we did. Y'all broke niggas. We got this. We got that. Look at your social media. We got a million followers. How many followers you got? All this shit. Iggy Azalea and Macklemore met that. They couldn't say shit to them. They couldn't be running up on them saying, oh, y'all broke motherfuckers. No, you can't say Macklemore and Iggy Azalea was broke. No, you couldn't say that they didn't. They don't meet everything that you, all the social media shit. They met all of that. But why? So why are y'all mad at them? Why are you mad at them? They're one of you. They're your peoples. So why are you mad at them?
Right. I understand what you're saying, Swerve. You're right. They didn't make hip-hop music. But those are the benchmarks that they use to keep the music that you like and that you listen to down. Oh, nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Nigga, I got over 1 million Twitter followers. Nigga, Instagram, what's good, nigga? YouTube.
And I never heard of macaroni and cheese, though.
You never hear of mac and cheese?
But that's what I'm saying. So, again, that's why, to me, it is only an outrage in the fact that you had, happens to be that they were white, but they met every fucking benchmark, okay? But, and then they want to turn around and ride on, they culture vultures. Nigga, ain't a fucking dime's worth of difference between Iggy Azalea and Nicki Minaj as far as rapping skills.
None.
I feel like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It doesn't matter.
The only
don't forget to raise your eyebrow,
nigga.
Oh yeah, they can't see me on.
Yo, check it out, bro. But real talk, yo, the only difference is just the tape measure across the asses. That's it. I'm damn. Just telling you, that's the only fucking difference. You know. Dang. And Macklemore, he got a Grammy. I mean, he may not sell any more records from here on out because they damaged his reputation so heavy, but he got a Grammy.
Who damaged his reputation?
Macklemore's reputation. I believe that commercial African Americans in rap who rung around his neck, culture vulture.
Right.
Then whoever said that doesn't know him. We've had this discussion. They don't know Macklemore.
But this is a discussion from the Grammy point of view. This shit got all started because he won the fucking Grammy. And commercial rap niggas got pissed.
And I'm like, why are you pissed?
And real niggas was like, great then for acknowledging that you know
exactly. Kendrick should've won that. Hey, look, we was on the show giggling like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers had their whole fucking Grey Poupon suits and them skinny jeans ruffled the fuck up, my nigga. Fucking tight ass t-shirts and shit. They was ruffled like a motherfucker.
Shit. 1970.
Nigga.
After six tuxedo.
Nigga, that whole motherfucker. Niggas raced their limos back to the office and said, we're going to fucking figure out how to get these motherfuckers out of here. And they hung culture vulture around their neck.
They got Iggy out of there.
And really, for the most part, they got Macklemore out of there. You know what I mean? It's 14 when this shit happened. It's 17 now. Name Macklemore's next high impact single. or Iggy. None of them. Boom. They're out of there. So I'm just calling them out on that, okay, on that bullshit. That's all.
Okay. All right. Because Dr. Dre ain't made an album in a while, so I don't know what that means.
Hey, man. Compton don't count?
No.
That's unfortunate.
Nope. That is that's unfortunate. A movie soundtrack. Get out of here.
That is unfortunate. No doubt. So, S, tell us something good, son.
What do you want to know?
What made you... Wait. Actually, no, let me get into the standard, quickly, the standard digest questions. What was your first rap record, tape, or CD that you bought with your own money?
First, it was Lord Finesse, Return of the Funky Man.
Wow, Return of the Funky Man.
Man, that was a great album. I like that album.
Yeah. Okay. First, yeah, I saved up some of my lunch money, and yeah, that was the first cassette that I spent with my own money.
Okay, that's what's good.
So you were starting in the right direction.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, you know, just tell the people where they can get your album, how they can reach you if they want to get to you, all of the above.
You can reach me on all the social platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at HG Monster ES. That's HGMONSTERES. The album, We Are Only Getting Older, available on Bandcamp. That's smusic.bandcamp.com. That's ESMUZIK.bandcamp.com. It's also on Spotify, iTunes, it's everywhere. So, yeah.
All right.
And are you working on another project? Are you just trying to get on a couple of tours?
Just pushing this record for now. Just you know, just trying to get to as many outlets as possible, and you know, do some shows, and you know, I'm basically just promoting it right now.
Okay.
All right, no doubt. It is certainly an honor to have you on the show. No doubt about that. I mean, you know.
Likewise. Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, it's the Hip Hop Digest, and you know, it's not rocket science, it's just hip hop. And when you make good hip hop, you gonna get a big up from us. You know.
Cheers, respect. I love your show. I've been a fan for a lot of years, like I mentioned before. So you guys keep doing what you're doing.
All right, that's what's good. Swervin, what you got left over, player?
Yo, I just wanted to say also that it is inspiring that you continue to put forth the messages that you do in your music. Like when I first heard your album, I guess maybe a month or two ago, and I heard that, you know, you said lyrics matter, I was like, yo, that is so true. And I, you know, just when the I'm tripping because I'm off that sipping stuff, but anyway, when you make your music, it's like you just take everyday stuff that I always talk about, you know what I'm saying, we all talk about, somebody gotta love their wife, somebody gotta love their family, everybody can't be in a trap, everybody can't be selling drugs and fucking hoes, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate your music, man.
Definitely.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
It's just the balance is what it is. And that's what I like about it. When you bring in balance to it, and this is what we're missing. We're missing balance in this shit. Okay, you can have the stripper songs and all that other shit, but that can't be the only focus of what's going on.
B, that's that commercial rap.
That's why this shit's fucked up.
That is that.
There's no balance
rap
in this shit.
Actually, S, before we totally get out of the show, who did the production on the album?
I had production from a lot of different folks from different parts of the world. Just people I'd met online over the last few years. You know, people that I'd met from, you know, dating back as far as, you know, 07, like back in my MySpace days, people that I kept in contact with. This was people that I've met along my journey the last 5-6 years.
Okay.
So.
All okay. right. That's what's good. All right. Well, you know how we do. It's Kerr G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week we got A1 and Def Low. Sleep is the Cousin of Death. That's A1 and Def Low. Sleep is the Cousin of Death. And we got KRS-One, The World is Mine. That's KRS-One, The World is Mine. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Right. I wonder if he put out the new version yet.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even check to see if that other version was on there.
Okay.
I just listening to it like, okay, he makes it. And the instrumental joint is Chill Hop Records. Chill Hop Raw Cuts. That's Chill Hop Records. Chill Hop Raw Cuts.
All right. No doubt. We, like I said, want to thank our guest, S from up north, the Maple Leaf. No doubt. Stand up and
get online. Check out his music.
No doubt. And you know how we do. So next week, Hip Hop Digest. Let's see ya.
One.
Peace.
Peace.
I'm slick with the tongue like a lesbian, far from a thespian, anything authentic. All gimmicks get their eyelids tinted, foreheads dented, that's just how beefs get ended. Look, I run these MCs cause I walk this way. Rap careers get outlined and chalked this way. Word is born, no James, so I'm the rap game Django. This dead multi-dimensional immortal who can't flow. I inhale gorilla glue, I exhale flamethrowers. Word of my dango, I'm the top of the totem pole. Guard body overload, the best karma scroll them home. Paralyzed minds writing rhymes in their mobile phone. Meanwhile, I decipher mine from the chromosome. One of many reasons I'm the greatest ever known. Anti-silicone from the tomb to the womb. Living free of dome, no messiah's home. Motherfucker.
Beat crushing the weak. Percussions when we murders them, they flee. Fur touching they beat. So soft, my flow's off the whole chart. Don't start, won't be, only go hard. Bogart, there's no part in this cohort. The beat weekly, please see me get broke off. I'm on my Tom shit, time bomb tick. Clicks die, which I wish I was not this. Sick and twisted, but this is Blizzard. I'm sipping, swigging, dicking women. There's wicked bitches, my kids are swimming. They mouth, best bars out the south. Who's trying to get a drink? I think I turn this fucker out. Speak now or hold your peace in these cold streets. Go deep, fuck pressure, just test it, there's no leaks. So geek, they get to speak in the ring amongst the greats. Show your cards, pair of kings.
My detractors and non-factors get fractured, put out the pasture. I'm hazardous, rap blasphemous, that's when it's past rapture. To hell with it, last laughter, I'm after, I blast rappers. Supporters ought to deport or collapse when I crash rafters. I'm idiotic with shooting my semi-auto. Been stupid for any and everybody who's moving. Lots of them losing, I'm symbiotic. I'm music on any topic that's lucid. I hope you got the conclusion, it's not an optic illusion. You got a lot of improving to do. My product is proven, my partner's a movement. Some of them Haitian, lots of them Cuban. We duking it out with enemies in the streets. In a minute we swarming, you call it jumping. We call it physical chemistry. Chemically part Hennessy ministry. Rap imagery, my fingers on the trigger. Be no sense getting me fidgety. Walking a tight rope with this talking. I might open this Pandora's box and or an ox. I'm chauvinist, you bitches.
My ground, arsenopics, people make the world go round. stylistics, supreme linguistics that got me heaven bound. This for mind enrichment, so I smile and rip shit. Staring at computer screens, file with quickness. Clock out at six-ish after counting digits. Dreams of touring was on my wish list. Now I'm coast to coast, word to my Cali folks. Been at this for a decade, so this deserves a toast. Get your glasses high, salute to how I mastermind. I ain't just passing time, pay up before you ask for mine.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Sounding all magnificent and shit.
That's how I do.
You know, niggas can't fuck with us. We the real chain, nigga.
Check. Send a block, syllables flood the synthesis, something ridiculous. My physical aura is photosynthesis, flash the fly guard, my catalog is analog. Covet the voice, follow the dialogue, dazzling dark work, my art worth millions when the charts burst. Colorful thoughts, a pure brilliance, sheer genius, the tyrant is back. Thank Jesus, blowing kush at my cubicle, jotting this rap thesis. Fine wine language is Cabernet, the Maddie spray, I advise you niggas to pay, like Sally Mae. Spot a chinky and chain, check out the campaign. Splash with the watery slang, word to lyrics waves. Back in the lab, the cash stack fast. Magic with the no-look pass, throw up the white flag. Kick your feet up and live with the fact you can't beat us. The warriors of rap, bitch, now D up.
You know what I'm saying? Change shit.
Change shit, change shit.
Remain thick. Fucking dreaming, man.
Strict nine, pyramid, paradigm, Madonna black, my L farm, frontin' on comp, who brought the honor back, Taiwanese trophies, white boys be loving my shit, slam dancing at a summer jam, rocking Oakleys, turn yourself round, but leave behind the hokey pokey, this is low key, the most flawless from an OG, plug me in and it's a roti rap, as I proceed, nothing can hold me back, medallions, this is anti-phony rap, train hard, you need it, the man that stands undefeated is the only champ. Rhyme coded, the prisoners is blindfolded. We in the air time zone and double time mornings. Military time clocks and heavy luggage. All across the globe and we heavy thugging. The kid came colossal, you said he wasn't. Off the grid with your wares like it's really nothing.
Boys, let's ring the chains. You know what I mean? We the black ops, nigga. Y'all niggas is Marines, motherfuckers, soldiers, regular army.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of being pushed around. Aren't you?
Yes, Peter. But I'm not going to do anything illegal.
Illegal? Samir, this is America. Come on, sit down.
Sit down, sit down. Sit down, sit down.
Mellow Soul Black. Yeah. Activate, activated, y'all.
Hey yo, I love hip hop because there is no rules. Only if we could exterminate the fools that would grab the mic and try to act like they got it. A million MCs, but it's all the same product. I'm supersonic and hard, like a hydroponic cream. Smooth as Hakeem with the Rockets. Known around the globe that my style is immaculate. I grab the pen like the pen in ejaculate.
Diamond cut passages, hate it in your ass, it's just bound to fall. Can't clown with y'all now. I would never pray upon your downfall, but you gotta do y'all, doing it all wrong.
I was born in the golden times. As I grew up, I seen the world digitized. But I nibbled on the scraps of the soul food and constructed something old, but yet so new. Hey yo, I'm not from Chicago, I bust to Illinois. Don't drop that killer noise. I'm not down for the genocide. You don't know, then you better decide. You can't reside where the mellow stay on the other side. My style infinite. You heard of God, I was sent from him. Shouts to Eminem. Listen, when I need an adrenaline rush, the fans trust, cause I be spitting that shit that I'm living. Pay close attention, man. It's clear I was given a gift from. Finna dismiss you. Off a fucking clip I sent you. Now you ain't nothing but fish food. And niggas is bitch too. Like they got cycles of Mitch Drew. Me and my brother ciphering rip fools.
Oh, yeah.
In the midnight hours. Activate,
yeah. What? plan.
Ice rock.
See, from the big apple to cattle rap like a jackal. International hassle, I crossed the map to harass you. My sort of passion, it wasn't taught in the classroom. Still ill enough to have my own curriculum. In particular styles of plural. Grab a rap and smack a madness journal. Manhattan, the outer boroughs. Even if you pay your pounds or euros, get slayed verbally. Switchblade surgery procedure, better beat ya. Exchange currency, purple trees to bring the perfect seasons. A reason to burn the pieces. My concerns that hold firm like leashes. Purchasing cheaper rather than shirts and sneakers. Serving features overseas, written should be given working visas. Step your best bet, turn to Jesus. Talk with God, speaking hard. But it's hard to be heard from the bleachers. Crossing ponds like yachts, surfside. It's the third letter with George Field. This here's worldwide.
Worldwide. Worldwide. Worldwide. Get out. One time. For your mind. Yo, I run from country to city. Through villages and towns. I get down world renowned. Superfied sound. Make it bounce. Lyrically across regions. Spiritually perfect speeches. Perfect preaching on. But I'm sure my words to teach and move it flows to and fro throughout the globe. Soul smashing, cold rapping, old fashioned type to get it cracking when the vinyl pop. Form around the US, cause you could bet, rabby worldwide. Sun up to sunset, on a mission to make music to get heard from more than just a bird's nest. This is a world's test, caught on camera. Got your mind made up, like your name was Damager. I'm Damager with bars from Europe to Canada. AZ stand up, panorama on amateurs who ain't bringing that real. Travel seven seas just to see who left the bill. See, this about skill. When I practice on beats, I sip tea with George Fields.
For diplomacy, home of the free, freedom of choice. Overseas with the boys, doing shows, blowing trees like we supposed to be. Don't believe in, hopefully, in most degree. When these dope MCs get flyers in their totes like groceries, so check us out. Whether in London, Harlem, Bremen, or Cambridge, Maryland, we earn our merits, man. Learn to never skate on ice again like Nancy Kerrigan. Catch a beat like fishermen had to eat. Hit Japan, cause being animated comes naturally. It'll be a global catastrophe not to see Brazil. Coulda, coulda, leave a chill. Had to spend a week in Rio. We got an international criteria. Local cats and gas like holes in Siberia. You know my area is 212. But with these sick flows, it's like Ebola from Liberia.
Mission crossing Antarctica. Transatlantic voyages building like a carpenter. Open every part of you, twist L's, spark it up. High like the Robertson, suckers straight Parkinson's. Knicks colored moccasins, anything I'm rocking with. It's worldwide status, honorary doctorate. We changing latitudes, carry passport documents. Passing through your borders as we switching up continents. Webster after Baker Street, everybody making beats. NPCs in the Philippines, a lot of places reach. Visualize spatially, even if you taking weeks. Digging in other countries with drums to break your teeth. Japan shows love, what up to all of Asia. Beijing to the garden, we known to tear the stage up. Poland get the paper, one love, it don't stop. When I wreck it on beat, sip a brew with ice rocks.
From the Brooklyn Himalaya with the flavor you would turn down for your favorite neighbor. I hit like bricks, I smash MCs to pieces like adolescents and bellies of bees. It's the nomadic. I flow slow on the microphone, a hash addict. Difference is tragic. I cool for it sometime like Shelly Thunder. I'm never under pressure, so I'm making niggas wonder who the fuck I think I am. Not the man, but I vouch. A seven in the clip, not a slouch. When they come through, I parlay boom, similar to the shit. I'ma bust off on part two.
Yo, J-Son, before you finish this L, kid, yo, you gotta hit that next verse, kid, and represent. Let niggas know the time.
part two, I say no yes, yes, y'all. Shit is yelling hoes, my ignorance flows like 4-5, this ain't no shucks and jives. It's the driving and shucking, be ducking when I'm bucking. I stay on my toes when you're sleeping on the foes in the hood, cause most of us are up to no good. Should I keep stressing if any start testing, I'ma burst and wait to see you come through in a hearse. I rehearse, premeditate a homicide. Son of bless me coming through like baby homicide. One time got no place in Brooklyn. You can find me in parts unknown if you're shucking and jiving all the fucking time. And I'm rhyming and no teeth is doing cool rhyming. The next nigga's back with a vengeance. I'm in this like a Guinness when I smash a shorty uterus. I'm not new to this, true say true to this. I bring black rain straight from the black abyss. Complexion smooth like a Hershey kiss. So pass me the drugs and the gas to get the Swiss. I insist, mission for mercenaries and soldiers. Still making my bones to be a kingpin when I'm older. You saying cause you fuck what you hurt, and I get down for my heights up the crown, and that's my word.
Hey, gringos and pasero.
Don't snooze the dough, cause I'm ripping up shows.
Hey, gringos and pasero.
Don't snooze the dough, cause I'm ripping up shows.
Hey, gringos and pasero.
Don't snooze the dough, cause I'm ripping up shows.
Hey, gringos and pasero.
Don't snooze the dough, cause I'm ripping up shows.
I mutilate microphones on sight. In my eyes, I'm seeing scripts ain't tight. I just do it like Nike. Set it on the left, B and B, pass the L on the right. Tonight, I'ma flip off the gin. It's Timberland time again, from the next of kin. Mass status, not trying to flow like the Mattis. A one-man squad when I flip like acrobatics. Summies on dummies, Mr. Stimulated. Drop the f***ing beat, watch SOB infiltrated. With rugged conversations, like speaking on some killers. Or illin' on the corner about the local drug dealers. Revealing the Buddhist changing styles like the weather. Together, let's sing along for the cheddar. The redder the eyes gives the ignorance bliss. Venomous cobra, you get sprayed from the mist. Something like a reptile with a freestyle. Here we go again, it's the jewel of the now.
Hey,